Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A series of contradictory Supreme Court orders on bail in cases under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, or UAPA, have brought the law Section 43D(5) under renewed judicial and public scrutiny, raising questions about whether this section is applied consistently and whether it violates the constitutional guarantee of personal liberty under Article 21. This issue has become particularly pertinent in recent times, with different Supreme Court benches granting bail in some UAPA cases while denying it in others on similar facts, highlighting the need for clarity on the application of Section 43D(5). To understand the implications of this, let's first delve into what Section 43D(5) of the UAPA entails. This section imposes the most stringent bail standard in Indian law, stating that no person accused of an offence punishable under Chapters 4 and 6 of the Act shall be released on bail or on their own bond unless the public prosecutor has been given an opportunity to be heard on the application for such release. In simpler terms, if the court finds a prima facie truth in the prosecution's case, even without a trial, bail must be refused. This standard essentially flips the normal presumption of innocence, placing a significant burden on the accused. It's worth noting here that this bail bar is stricter than those found in other laws, such as the NDPS Act or the PMLA, making it the most stringent bail bar in Indian law. To contrast, ordinary bail standards typically follow the principle that bail is the rule, jail is the exception, emphasizing the importance of personal liberty as guaranteed by Article 21 of the Constitution. However, the UAPA's Section 43D(5) presents a divergence from this principle, particularly in how it handles the concept of prima facie truth and its implications for bail. Recent Supreme Court bench rulings have further highlighted this divergence. Between 2024 and May 2026, different SC benches have taken divergent approaches to granting bail in UAPA cases. In some instances, particularly those involving student activists, journalists, and academics charged under UAPA, including some Bhima Koregaon and related cases, SC benches have adopted a more liberal approach. They have emphasized that bail is the rule, jail is the exception, and that Article 21 cannot be suspended indefinitely. These benches have also noted that prolonged incarceration, often lasting 5 to 8 years without the completion of a trial, violates constitutional rights. Furthermore, they have referenced the right to a speedy trial, as enshrined in Article 21, which can override Section 43D(5) when the trial is not progressing. This was notably seen in the case of Union of India v. K. Najib, 2021, where the SC held that constitutional courts can grant bail in UAPA cases when trial delay causes an Article 21 violation, notwithstanding Section 43D(5). On the other hand, in other cases, including those involving alleged Maoist links or separatist activities, SC benches have taken a stricter approach. They have held that Section 43D(5) is a valid legislative mandate and that courts must respect parliamentary intent. These benches have also argued that prima facie truth in the charge sheet is sufficient to deny bail and that courts should not second-guess NIA investigations, given national security concerns. This dichotomy in approach reflects a deeper constitutional tension between national security imperatives and the fundamental right to personal liberty. The question of whether the stringent bail standards under UAPA, particularly Section 43D(5), violate Article 21 of the Constitution remains a contentious issue. To better understand this, it's crucial to look at key precedents. The case of NIA v. Jahoor Ahmed Shah Watli, 2019, is significant, where the SC held that in UAPA bail applications, courts must accept the prosecution's version at face value if supported by material in the charge sheet. The court cannot scrutinize evidence in depth at the bail stage. Prima facie truth only requires the charge sheet to be plausible. This ruling significantly raised the bar for bail and has been widely cited to deny UAPA bail. In contrast, the case of Union of India v. K. Najib, 2021, opened a window for bail based on Article 21 violation, particularly when there are long delays in the trial. The SC held that despite Section 43(d)(5), constitutional courts retain the power to grant bail when prolonged incarceration violates Article 21. Another significant case is Twaha, Fasal and Anra v. Union of India, 2021, where the SC distinguished between tested material and untested allegations in the charge sheet, affirming that courts must form their own opinion on prima facie truth and not merely rubber-stamped prosecution claims. The case of Sudha Bharadwaj v. NIA, 2022, is also noteworthy, where the SC granted bail to advocate Sudha Bharadwaj, who was involved in the Bhima Koregaon case, on health and prolonged detention grounds, invoking an Article 21 exception without directly challenging UAPA's bail bar. Understanding UAPA and its implications is crucial, especially given its overview and the role of the National Investigation Agency, NIA. The NIA, established in 2008, is responsible for investigating scheduled offences under the NIA Act, which includes UAPA, terror, and other serious crimes. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic falls under GS Paper 2, Polity and Governance, covering aspects such as UAPA Section 43(d)(5), bail bar, prima facie truth standard, and constitutional validity. It also involves Article 21, the right to personal liberty, the right to a speedy trial, and bail jurisprudence. The role of the Supreme Court and the National Investigation Agency, along with key judgments like Watley, Najib, Twaha Fasal, and Sudha Bharadwaj, are essential for understanding the nuances of this topic. For your mains examination, a question like, the Supreme Court's contradictory verdicts on bail under UAPA reflect a deeper constitutional tension between national security imperatives and the fundamental right to personal liberty. Analyze would require a comprehensive understanding of these aspects, including the ability to discuss the implications of UAPA's Section 43(d)(5), the role of the judiciary in balancing national security with personal liberty, and the significance of key court judgments in this context. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, or UAPA, was originally enacted in 1967, with a major amendment in 2019 that allowed for the designation of individuals as terrorists, not just organizations. The 2019 amendment also enabled the NIA to investigate offenses committed by Indians abroad. The administering body for UAPA is the Ministry of Home Affairs, with investigations conducted by the NIA. Section 43(d)(5) of UAPA is the bail bar that refuses bail if the court finds prima facie truth in the charge sheet or case diary, reversing the normal presumption of innocence. This section applies to offences under Chapters 4, which deals with terrorist activities, and 6, which pertains to terrorist organisations. Key SC judgments on UAPA bail include NIA v. Watley, 2019, which stated that courts must accept the prosecution's case at face value at the bail stage, with prima facie truth requiring the charge sheet to be plausible. Union of India v. K. Najib, 2021, held that constitutional courts can grant bail despite Section 43(d)(5) when prolonged incarceration violates Article 21. Twaha Fasal, 2021, emphasized that courts must form their own opinion on prima facie truth, not merely rubber-stamping prosecution claims. Sudha Bharadwaj, 2022, saw bail being granted on health and prolonged detention grounds, invoking an Article 21 exception. The National Investigation Agency, or NIA, was established on 31st December 2008 under the NIA Act, with its headquarters in New Delhi. The NIA has jurisdiction over scheduled offences under the NIA Act, including UAPA, terror, and other serious crimes. The 2019 amendment allowed the NIA to investigate terror offences committed by Indians abroad. Article 21 bail jurisprudence is significant, with the principle that bail is the rule, jail is the exception, being a standard in ordinary criminal law. The right to a speedy trial is part of Article 21, and prolonged pre-trial detention can violate this right. Constitutional courts retain the power to grant bail even when a statute bars it, if the detention violates Article 21. In conclusion, the Supreme Court's divergent rulings on bail under UAPA underscore a critical constitutional debate between national security and individual liberty, highlighting the need for a balanced approach that respects both the rule of law and the fundamental rights of citizens. This debate is not only legally complex but also politically and socially significant, reflecting broader challenges in maintaining national security while upholding democratic values and human rights.